The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce. The Couple Next Door is brought to you today in part by Mentholatum and Carter's Little Liver Pills. If you're suffering from a heavy cold or the flu, some of your most bothersome symptoms are sneezing, stuffiness, and chest congestion. You can relieve these distressing symptoms, however, by relying on dependable, all-purpose Mentholatum. To relieve nasal stuffiness, put a little Mentholatum inside each nostril. And Mentholatum in your steam vaporizer brings clearer, more comfortable breathing. Here's something else. Medicinally soothing Mentholatum is wonderfully effective for chest congestion. And its mildness makes it kind even to children's delicate skin. It's also ideal for chapped skin and lips. Use Mentholatum often as the first sign of a cold or the flu. Mentholatum's available in both the United States and Canada.
Greetings and salutations.
Hello, dear. See, I just got home ahead of you.
Oh, well, where you been?
Oh, hiding. Old bridge club over at Lorraine's.
Lorraine? Lorraine who?
Lorraine Bixby. You know, married to that awfully good-looking fellow, Leonard Bixby. Remember we met him at the Harrington's?
Oh, yeah, kind of fat fellow.
He's not fat at all. He's just got very broad shoulders. The fact is, he looks very much like Charles Boyer.
Well, but the one I'm thinking of, he doesn't look anything like Charles Boyer.
Oh, yes, he does. Dear, he's really handsome. He was there when we were having bridge club. He'd come home early today, and honestly, he is so funny.
I don't remember him being so funny. Hey, where's the last paper?
Hi, there. Look, what's the... Well, he is funny. Don't you remember when we met him at the Harrington's, how funny he was? Everything he said was just a scream. Remember how we laughed?
I remember how you laughed. I thought he was a pain in the neck.
What is the matter with you, dear?
Look, I don't remember saying anything so killingly funny, if I haven't said. What I do remember is he whacked me on the back and spilled coffee all over my pants.
Oh, well, that was an accident.
Yeah.
Anyhow, he was so funny this afternoon. He played the piano for all the girls, sang some funny songs, and he did some card tricks. Oh, he was so entertaining. Really, you know, as Eleanor said, it must be such fun to be married to a man like that.
Yeah. Well, when I met him, I got a feeling his wife didn't think he was as funny as everybody else did.
Well, she does, too. Why, this afternoon, she laughed and laughed. And then she said, honey, it's so warm in here. Why don't you take off your vest? And he said, okay. And then, honestly, dear.
A vest?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you know how beautifully he dresses, as though he's always going to a wedding or something. So, oh, he laughed. Honestly, he took off his vest without removing his coat.
Oh, Pete.
He did, dear. He did not take off his suit coat, and he had this way of taking off his vest taking the coat.
That is the oldest trick in the world. We used to do that in college, for heaven's sake. You mean you've never seen that done before?
No.
Oh, come on, you must.
I haven't, and Eleanor hadn't either.
Well, look, for your information, darling, there is nothing to it. That Leonard Bixby is nothing but a loudmouth show-off.
Oh, now, don't get jealous. I much prefer you,
well,
dear.
Well, thank you very much.
Honey, for goodness sake, can't I tell you something like that without you getting mad?
Who's mad? Look, I just get annoyed, that's all, when I see you so impressed with that baboon.
Dear.
And for your information, I also can take off my vest, if I had one, without removing my coat.
I don't know what's the matter with you. I love you just the way you are. You don't have to do tricks or anything.
Look, is the best of this suit hanging upstairs in the closet?
Oh, now, don't start something
just
now. Eleanor and Fred are coming over to have a bite with us. I've got to set the table yet, and I want to give Betsy her dinner so we four can have a quiet meal. Dear, honey!
I'm getting my vest.
Oh.
The miracle of your liver bile.
It is a medical fact that liver bile emulsifies fat, actually breaks down fatty solids to form a smooth, easy-flowing mix.
In your body, too, liver bile helps break down fat. Many favorite foods reach the digestive tract as undigested fatty solids. Your liver bile helps break down this fat for easier digestion.
And Carter's Little Liver Pills is the only laxative with proof, chemical proof, that it improves liver bile flow while it relieves irregularity.
Remember, your golden liver bile emulsifies fatty solids in your digestive tract, breaks them down for easier digestion.
So for sluggish, headachy, nervous irregularity, get Carter's and stimulate bile flow while relieving irregularity. Carter's Little Liver Pills, only 54 cents.
Oh, Uncle Sam's got to polish my silver again. It looks terrible. Well, I'll do that tomorrow. Would you come and put the chairs to the table, dear?
No, I won't. Not right this minute. I want you to come into the living room. This won't take a second.
Oh, honey, I have to make the salad. And
all right. I'll come out to the kitchen.
Oh, no.
But now, I would like your undivided attention, please.
You are being so silly, dear.
All right, when I think of my wife being impressed by such a simple darn trick.
Well, I've never seen it before.
Look, I'd like you to know that your husband is just as clever as any Mr. Leonard Bixby about taking his vest off without removing his coat.
All right. You want mayonnaise or French dressing on your salad?
No, I don't care.
Well,
I'll
tell you what.
All right, French dressing. I don't care. Now, watch closely. Well, never mind. It's one of those things that you got to do very quickly.
Uh-huh.
That's the art of magic, you know. Any trick, anything, doing it quickly.
Well, that's fine, because I still haven't got Betsy's dinner ready. So go on, do it quicker.
No. Ready? Watch close now.
I am.
Yeah.
Well, dear, do you think that...
Just watch me.
Well, I am, dear, but I... Honey,
watch me.
I am, dear, but...
Down the sleeve and you put... What the heck?
Dear.
What the hell is... What?
Well, I don't think you're doing it right, dear. That isn't how Leonard Bixby did it.
Look, I don't care how Leonard Bixby did it.
For goodness sake, darling, now forget about it. Let it go.
I am going to do this.
It's one of your good suits. In fact, it just came back from the cleaners. Now, you're getting the coat all wrinkled, really, and it doesn't...
Reach around under here, over the shoulder like that, and you grab the vest.
You're going to rip something.
Push the vest down the sleeve here. Somewhere.
Oh, why don't you let it go, dear?
But I know how to do this.
I believe you. Can't you accept that? I do. I'm sure you do.
Twist her up.
You are going to choke yourself.
Get away, will you? Now, twist around over here, then slide it down the sleeve. Wait a minute. You got to bend your elbow. That didn't get it. Arm hold of this vest here. What's the matter with this?
Oh, for heaven's sake, let it go.
Look,
you're ripping something.
Oh,
there. You want to rip this good suit to threads?
What's ripping?
I don't know. Stand still. I suppose it's the best of the coat. What have you done here?
I don't know. I don't know.
How did you ever get so twisted up in this? Now, hold still. Let me try to pull the vest this way. Now, I'm sorry, darling. I'm sorry. Well, you better get the vest back over your head before it soaks.
I can do this, you know.
Yes, I know you can.
I know.
We're in the kitchen. Come on. You tried to get the vest
if
over
you
here.
Just stop giving me directions,
I'm hungry.
Yes, what can I...
Stop. Oh, he's trying to take his vest off without removing his coat.
Why?
I don't know exactly, dear. It's a trick.
What the heck is this?
You're dangerous.
Yeah. It is a funny trick.
Come on, Daddy.
Now, you look here.
Betsy, dear. Why don't you go on in the living room, darling?
No, I want to watch Daddy.
Well, Daddy doesn't want you to watch him right now, dear.
Go in the living room, as your mother told me. Now, go on. Get out of here.
Go on, darling. Go on, dear. Well, I certainly don't think you should yell at her like that. And I'll tell you this much. If you pull and tug anymore, you are going to ruin that suit.
That's
half ripped out.
I don't care.
And you're going to choke yourself.
What do you? How often do you greet a friend with that question? We're all interested in keeping abreast of the latest news, be it international or local in scope. And there's one sure way of getting complete news reports, accurate reports of the news as it happens. That's by listening regularly to CBS News. CBS News has some of the top reporters and news analysts in the world. Men like Edward R. Murrow, Lowell Thomas, Robert Trout, Charles Collins. Want the latest, fullest reports on the news? Get in the habit of staying with CBS Radio and CBS News.
When I walked in that front door and saw him all trussed up like that, and of course he just glared at me.
Oh, no, sit down, Elmer. I just have to mix the salad.
Anything I can do?
No, not
well,
a thing.
I knew at once what had happened. I happened to mention to Fred that we'd seen the Bixby and how marvelously Leonard Bixby dressed.
Yes.
And I noticed Fred went up and put on his best suit to come over here tonight.
I don't know what gets into them, really. Well, actually, I don't think it's so funny. He has ripped the sleeve out of that coat, practically.
Oh, it's the old male superiority. They have to show off and prove that they're just as good as the next man, or better.
For heaven's sake, will you come here? Quick, what's the matter?
Oh, no, my God, Fred.
Oh, Fred, we're all ready to eat.
That's what I told him, but no, he knew how to do it.
Now, wait a minute, don't get all excited. There's nothing to do this. I learned this trick in high school, and I want to show you where you made your mistake.
I'll tell you both where you made your mistake. Dinner's ready, and we're going to eat. Come on, Eleanor.
You ripped that good suit, Fred, really. Bye.
Now, look here, look. I know exactly how that guy did this trick. Nothing to it. You slide this off this way, see? And you pull the vest wrong side out, see? Like this. And,
vest. Then down the sleeve, like this. Yeah. And then you pull the vest out. Simple.
Fred, I hate you.
Next door.
¶¶